Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent, leaps forward to catch Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, who collapsed suddenly while talking to editor Perry White and Lois Lane.
Good heavens. Jimmy.
Well, what happened?
He fainted. Get some water, somebody. Hurry.
I'll get it.
Oh, great Scotty. He's hardly breathing.
What's the matter with him, Clark?
I don't know, Lois. But I'm afraid it's very serious.
Say, even before we've mentioned him, bet you're already collecting those swell photos of screen and sports stars from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Sure, now you get a wonderful photo as a prize inside every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Imagine a whole collection of 24 candid camera-sized photos. Super photos of famous stars like Dana Andrews of Sam Goldwyn Pictures. And Peggy Ann Garner, that swell little actress in 20th Century Fox movies. And Adolph Kiefer, the backstroke swimming champ. All in this terrific series. And get this. Each photo is brilliantly clear, printed on real, glossy photographer's paper. A photo you might have snapped yourself if you knew these stars personally. Now, in a day or two, we'll show you a super swap game to help you complete your collection of 24 different photos. A game that's excitement plus. Remember, you can't buy these photos. You don't send in a single penny or box top. Just collect your photo prize from every package of those crisp, toasty flakes of good whole wheat. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and editor Perry White found young Jimmy Olsen, freckle-faced Cub reporter, sitting in White's office with his feet on the desk, they thought he was clowning. But to their amazement, Jimmy, usually so polite and respectful, greeted them jauntily by their first names and then began talking very strangely. As they listened with mouths agape, Jimmy rambled on about having just bought the Daily Planet and announced that he was making Kent managing editor and reducing White to a humble police beat. Then suddenly he broke off, staggered, and fell into Kent's arms, unconscious.
Beanie, Miss Backlight, somebody, get some water. Hurry,
now as
hurry.
White rushes from the office, hurry. Calling for water, Kent snaps a command to Lois.
Phone Jim's mother, Lois. Tell her to come to the Metropolis Hospital. Fast.
All right, Clark. Oh, wait a minute. Hadn't we better call a doctor first?
I'll take care of that. Run outside and tell Miss Backrack to get Mrs. Olsen on the phone for you. Hurry.
Okay, I will. All right.
Good. Shut the door after you, Lois. We don't want a crowd in here.
Right, Clark.
Now, out of these clothes, fast. This is a job
for Superman. Oh, poor Jim. If only I'm not too late. There we are, all set. Up with him now. Raise this window.
Up and away!
Leaping out through a window of Perry White's office with the limp form of Jimmy Olsen cradled in his arms, Superman streaks away through the skies to the Metropolis Hospital, his brilliant red cape streaming in the wind. A short time later, once more in his guise of Clark Kent, he is pacing a corridor on the third floor of the hospital when Perry White and Lois Lane arrive breathlessly in response to his telephone call.
There he is. What happened, Kent? What happened?
Shh, not so loud. How'd you get here? Not so loud. You're in a hospital.
I know. But
how did you get here, Clark? We were only out of the office a minute.
Explain later, Lois. Right now, I'm worried about Jim.
Well, where is he?
In the operating room.
Huh?
Operating room?
Yes, he... you might as well know it. He's in pretty bad shape.
Well, what is it? What's the matter with him?
He has a fractured skull.
Oh. A fractured skull?
That's why he was talking so strangely before he collapsed.
Yes, of course. He didn't know what he was saying.
But how did it happen?
I don't know, Lois. He was still unconscious when I got him here, so I couldn't ask him.
Oh, poor kid. He must have been in an accident.
I don't think so, Chief.
Why, he must have been, Clark.
It's impossible, Lois. You see, there's a huge lump directly on top of his head.
Well, what does that prove?
Well, when you're hit by a car, you don't usually land on the very top of your head.
Yes, that's true.
Besides, there would undoubtedly be other cuts or bruises on him, and his clothes would be torn or soiled anyway.
Well, you're right about that.
Yes, but then what do you think did happen to him?
And I'm only guessing, Lois. But I think he was slugged.
Now,
as I say, I'm only guessing. We'll have to wait until Jim can tell us.
If he'll be able to tell us.
If? Oh, Chief. You don't think Jimmy might...
Lois, it sounds bad.
Doctors say he has a 50-50 chance. Not much better.
I can't believe it.
Oh, his mother ought to be here. Why didn't somebody call her?
I tried to, Chief, but nobody answered the phone. I told Miss Backrack to keep calling until she got it
out. Good. Now, look, Ken. Who's operating on Jim?
Dr. Springer.
Good man. How long has Jim been in there?
About an hour.
That's a long time.
Oh, dear. Oh, if anything happens to
Jimmy...
Steady,
Lois, steady. Oh, here comes Dr. Springer. Doctor, how is Jim?
Did he pull through?
Is he all right, Doctor?
Frankly, the boy's in a very serious condition.
Oh, good heavens.
Oh, we'll do something for him. Call specialists, whatever you need.
Easy, Chief, easy.
We're doing everything we can. He's anemic now, and he needs a blood transfusion at once. However, we're having difficulty finding a donor.
Well, what's so difficult about that? He can have my blood.
And mine.
It isn't quite that simple, my friends. Tell me, do you happen to know what type blood you have?
Well, yes, I do. I gave blood to the Red Cross during the war. I'm type O.
I'm type A.
Neither of you will do. Miss Olson has ABRH negative. Extremely rare type. I've already tried donors from group O and AB. They're incompatible. We need the exact type. Unless we find it, and very soon...
What about the Red Cross? Have you tried them?
Yes, Mr. Kent. They're checking their lists. We must face the fact that ABRH negative is very rare. Very few people have.
Yes, I know.
Wait a minute. How about putting an ad in the paper?
That's a good idea, Lois. The Daily Planet goes to press it. Well, let's see. Yeah? In 50 minutes. I'll put a box on page one. I'll offer $10,000 to anyone who has that type
blood. No, we can't wait that long, Mr. White. Unless we do a transfusion in the next 20 minutes. 30 at the outside.
What?
Well, Olson...
Oh, Chief, we just got to do something.
20 minutes? That doesn't even give us time enough to make a radio appeal.
Hardly. No, I'm afraid...
Now, look, Dr. Springer, phone the Red Cross again and ask not to limit their search to Metropolis. Tell them if there's anyone on their lists with Jim's type of blood, no matter where that person is, I'll see that he's brought here in time.
Oh, Clark.
What are you talking about,
now,
Ken?
Now, please, Doctor, do as I say. Hurry.
Oh, stop that nonsense, Ken. Stop it. This is no
time. Isn't nonsense, Chief. I mean it.
Dr. Springer?
Yes, what is it, nurse?
The Red Cross just phoned, sir.
Yes, what are they saying?
They know of a man with ABRH negative, but...
Did you call him?
Yes, sir, I did. I called the number the Red Cross gave me. It was Stanhope Apartments. But the clerk there said the party moved to California about 6 months ago.
Now, wait just a minute. Did you get the person's name and address in California, nurse?
Well, yes, but it's not enough time to...
What's the difference? There's no possible way to get the man across the continent in 20 minutes.
No, of course
not. Look, will you leave that to me? Nurse, what's the name and address?
Oh, forget it, Kent. We haven't enough time.
Here it is. Mr. George Jacoby, right. 212 Lemon Grove Avenue, Pasadena, California.
George Jacoby, 212 Lemon Grove, Pasadena.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Where are you going, Kent?
To get Mr. Jacoby.
Good heavens. Now, he's gone. But...
I'll see you there. Now, where can I change? Oh, there's nobody in that room. Here we are. Out of these clothes. This is definitely a job for Superman. Now, if all goes well, I'll have Mr. Jacoby back here in time to save Jim's life. There we are, all set. Let's raise this window.
And away!
Rocketing out of the hospital, Superman streaks westward through the skies like a red and blue thunderbolt, bound for California, and a shocking surprise. We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So, keep listening.
Suppose you took a candid camera to the baseball park. Suppose you could march right up to the great Chicago White Sox catcher, Mike Tresh, and snap his picture.
There he stands with his arm drawn back just like he was throwing out a runner at second base.
Click, and you've got it. A photo thrill you'll have for keeps.
Well, listen, Mike Tresh is only one of 24 different photos you can get as a prize. Super photos of famous movie or sports stars. There's one inside each package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
Correct. And every single star is a favorite of yours, including beautiful Virginia Mayo. You've seen her in all those Sam Goldwyn movies.
And George Sanders, who stars in so many United Artists pictures.
Remember, that's just a sample. You can get 24 different photos.
Each photo is brilliantly clear, printed on actual glossy photographer's paper. A super photo, so real, so lifelike, each star practically says, "Hiya, pal."
Think of it. You can get anyone in every package of PEP you open. And be sure you save all your photos, duplicates and all. Because in a day or two, I'll tell you how to play an exciting new game called Photo Swap. A swap game to help you complete your collection of all 24 different photos.
Remember, you can't buy these photos. You don't send in a single penny or box ton. They're yours as a prize, one in every package of PEP.
So keep on the lookout for them at breakfast. Whenever you open a new package of those fresh, crisp, toasted flakes of whole wheat, Kellogg's PEP.
And if you like what's delicious, you'll want to keep those PEP packages coming right in at your house.
Ask for PEP, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's PEP, the super cereal. Super, as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Zooming across the continent from Metropolis, Superman has dropped to Earth before a pretty bungalow in Pasadena, California. A tall, broad-shouldered figure in blue costume and red cape, he strides to the front door and presses the button.
Yes?
How do you do?
Good heavens, who are you?
Now, don't be alarmed, madam. I'm Superman.
Superman?
That's right. This is Mr. Jacoby's residence, isn't it?
Why, yes. I'm Mrs. Jacoby.
You used to live in Metropolis at the Stanhope Apartments?
Yes, that's right. But
I must see your husband at once, Mrs. Jacoby. Where can I find him?
Why, I don't know why I should
Please tell
you.
Please tell me, Mrs. Jacoby. A boy's life depends on my locating your husband.
A boy's life?
Yes. I'm sorry I haven't time to explain now, but take my word for it. A boy's life is in danger, and only your husband can save him. Now, where can I find him?
You must have made a mistake. My husband isn't a doctor.
Oh, I know, Mrs. Jacoby, I know. But would you please tell me where he is? Every second counts.
Well, I don't know where he is.
You don't know?
No, I don't. George called up at lunchtime and said an important customer was in town, and he was going out with him for the entire afternoon.
Yes?
And might even be late for dinner.
Well, didn't he say where he was going?
No, he didn't.
Great Scott, well, what'll I do now?
Yes, Superman, what can even you do now? 3,000 miles away in Metropolis, Jimmy Olsen lies in a hospital bed, his life ebbing away. With only 15 minutes left, can you find the one man who can save him and transport him across the continent in time? What will Superman do? What can he do? We know Superman will not stand by idly while there is even one chance in a million to save his young friend. So for a thrill a minute, be sure to follow the man in tomorrow's exciting episode. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 3 of Rule of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. They're new.
They're exciting.
Terrific. Color transfers of Funny Paper Folks, Harold Teen, Lilum, Shadow, and the Gumps.
Tattoo them on your t-shirts, jackets, handkerchiefs. Just press on with a hot iron and they're on to stay through lots of washing.
Six different color transfers, almost 4 inches high. And you get them as prizes only with Kellogg's Shredded Wheat.
One in every package. No box tops, no money to send.
And no waiting. Start your collection today. Get that sweet as a nut cereal, Kellogg's Shredded Wheat. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.